I once knew a poet. He lived before his time. He and his dog Spooner, who would listen while he'd rhyme. Words to make you happy, words to make you cry. And then one day the poet suddenly did die. But he left behind a closet filled with verse and rhyme. Through some strange transaction, one was printed in the Times. And everybody's searching for the king of underground. Well, they found him down in Florida with a tombstone for a crown. And everybody knows a line from a book that cost $4.99. I wonder if he knows he's doing quite this fine. 'Cause his books are all bestsellers, and his poems were turned to songs. They had his brother on a talk show, though they never got along. And now he's called immortal. Yes, he's even taught him. Talents, a most proficient tool, but he left all of his royalties to Spooner, his old hound, growing old on steak and bacon in a doghouse 10 feet round. Everybody wonders.